this morning with how the church arranges the lectionary, she kind of answers that question of the eunuch, of how will I understand the scripture if there's no one to teach me? And so that's one intention of the church with the daily readings, just to keep in mind. It's always, hopefully, teaching us and giving us the insights, teaching us something. But I'm just so struck that with just a few sentences of Jesus in today's gospel, so much is fulfilled in the life of this eunuch from Ethiopia. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, Jesus says to the authorities today. The eunuch in this passage from Acts is one who is very much drawn. He is God-fearing, devoted to the scriptures. Something in him wants to be in a deeper relationship with the Lord, to be one of the people. He's just come down from Jerusalem where he was worshiping. Yet as a eunuch, he would have been one worshiping on the outside, not in full community, just because of his being castrated, not being able to father children, and perhaps due to other impurities, he was one who was outlawed. He was on the outskirts, not able to enter into full communion with God's people. Yet, he's drawn. They shall all be taught by God, Jesus says, quoting the prophets. For our friend the eunuch, this is fulfilled through his encounter with Scripture and with Philip. He's in the midst of reading this passage from Isaiah, chapter 57. As a sheep led to the slaughter, or a lamb before its shearer is dumb, so he opens not his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was denied him. Who can describe his generation? For his life is taken up from the earth. Do you know what you are reading? Philip asks, probably out of breath, having been running after this chariot. How will I know if there's no one to teach me? Philip knows the scripture. The eunuch doesn't. The Spirit's there to guide the teacher and the student, the one who's drawn. The eunuch is utterly taken by this passage, and he asks eagerly, about whom is this referring to? About himself or about someone else? Perhaps he feels some sort of kinship with who this passage is describing in this humiliation, this being made silent, this being kind of outcast in a way. Perhaps there's a closeness that the eunuch feels with who's being described. And thus, Philip speaks, beginning with this passage, the one that he's reading. What God has revealed ultimately, Philip shares the good news that this dumb lamb, that this lamb before that's led to the slaughter, is the one who is Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God, the God of Israel, who became one of us like us in all things but sin, made perfect in suffering, who very much entered into the reality of our broken, fallen humanity to be one with those who are on the outskirts, those who feel cut off from the people, for he was sentenced and condemned and put to death by his own people, but ultimately rose from the dead to make indeed the eunuch and all of us sharers in this gift of the kingdom for all who would believe. Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me, Jesus says. This is what is happening with the scriptures that God has revealed thus far, ultimately coming to this fulfillment in Jesus. But as it is with the Lord, he's always a Lord of more. There's always something more in store for us. The deeper we go, the more we'd grow in our relationship with him. And from this same prophet, there's a very specific word for the eunuch, kind of in these promises that are being revealed in these chapters there. And it says, let not the eunuch say, behold, I am a dry tree, for thus says the Lord, to the eunuchs who keep my Sabbaths, who choose the things that please me and hold fast my covenant, I will give in my house and within my walls a monument and a name better than sons and daughters. I will give them an everlasting name which shall not be cut off. So it's just amazing, like Isaiah prophesying this new covenant, this new kingdom where the old will be fulfilled in a new way, that even someone like himself will be made great in the kingdom of heaven. And this is just such an important message for what Jesus has done for all of us, that it really is a gift. a salvation that's purchased and given to all of us. Really, for everyone who's ever lived ever, there's something here for us to receive. And thus, the eunuch goes away rejoicing because he's baptized. What's to prevent me? He's baptized, and he receives this beginning of eternal life right there and walks away rejoicing. So there's a lot being revealed just in the relationship of these scriptures. It's awesome. So what for you and me today? Okay. He's one who is drawn. So I think the gift of faith is something to be prayed for, because it really is something that God gives. And for us to exercise and allow it to be at work in us through our prayer, through works. So just to make that prayer of draw me, Jesus, take me deeper. And then a second thing is just how will I respond to these eunuchs in my life? Whether a literal one, I don't know if I've met one, or if you have, but maybe someone who's different, who by all accounts may seem far from God or the church, or who we encounter on a daily basis here at Mass, because salvation has a power unto itself, and it's going to speak to people, and it's going to work in people's hearts, and we're going to come across them. So to ask ourselves, like, am I prepared to give witness, to patiently listen, to accompany with whatever their life might be, their past might be? Am I ready to share Jesus with those people? And then just the third thing is rejoice. He walked away rejoicing, but we know that is not merely boiled down to a feeling, but it really is because something objective has happened in us, that God's grace is at work. And so regardless of what things may look like around us, the sufferings that may try to steal our joy, it's just to be grounded and to know that the Lord loves us, and that love is infinite. And like for the eunuch, there's always something more ultimately for us in heaven, where there will be an unsearchable depth, unsearchable, boundless treasures for us.